This is Gorgeous Lives, brought to you by Radio Gorgeous.
I got a mule, her name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal.
Hi, I'm Nikki, and you're listening to Radio Gorgeous. I'm joined today by Honora Lee, who lives on a canal boat. Honora, welcome to Radio Gorgeous. What is it like living on a barge?
I've lived on a boat for about 4 years, and in some ways it's just like living in a house. But yeah, one of the really big differences is that obviously we move, and I'm what we call a continuous cruiser, which means that every 2 weeks me and my partner have to move our boat to a different location, which, yeah, can make things like post interesting. So my postal address and my voting address is in the Midlands, even though I work in London. And I have to go home to my parents every 2 weeks to pick up all my mail.
That's crazy. Of course. So I don't know what you would do otherwise, like a P.O. box account or something. But yeah, if you can't get things delivered to work, then that must be really tricky. So new neighbours every fortnight, new scenery, new commutes to work. Is it tricky?
It can be tricky, but I think it makes you really resourceful. You literally work out a network of all the places that are good to moor. And myself and another friend of mine who lives on another boat have worked out a kind of grid system where you give different locations points for different things they've got. So if they've got good parking facilities, if they've got a local pub, if they've got a laundrette nearby. And yeah, we tend to stop in the places that rank highly on our grid. And you tend to kind of build up a network. My other half calls it a linear village. So you know everybody else who's living on the canal.
Oh, it sounds like such great fun. And your grid system sounds like something you could sell. You could set up TripAdvisor for fellow bargers.
Really good idea.
So you recently had your own boat commissioned.
We've gone from a narrow boat, so a traditional boat that you'd kind of imagine on the canal, which is about 6.5 foot wide, which we've loved and we've had lots of happy times on that. But we decided we did need something a little bit bigger. We were literally, you know, living on top of all of our things and just wanted to upgrade a little bit. So we've now moved on to a wide beam boat that we had built for us in the Czech Republic. It's fantastic because we were able to design it to spec, but actually having that blank canvas can be really difficult as well. And there's lots of things that we thought we wanted, but then there's lots of things that we overlooked as well. So living on it, we're just starting to realise, oh, don't think we like the tiles around the fireplace, or oh, if I was to design the kitchen again, I'd do it differently.
Sorry, you've got a fire on a boat?
Yeah, most boats are are traditionally kept warm by solid fuel stoves. So on our previous boat, all of our heating came from a stove. Since our upgrade, we've also got central heating, but there is nothing like seeing a real fire burning in the corner, and it sort of feels very traditional and reminds you of what things were like in the Victorian times on working boats.
Oh, I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Radio Gorgeous, gorgeous lives.
So what challenges have come with a bigger boat?
On the narrow boat, everything was teeny tiny or fitted and built in. And actually, it's been a lot of fun, you know, being able to have freestanding furniture. It is really wide and the canals are really narrow. So there's lots of canals that we can't go down anymore.
What are the main differences between living on land and living on the water?
I guess the thing is that you have to sort of bring everything onto the boat. Because we're continuous cruisers, we're not in a marina, we're not hooked up to mains electricity. So you have to generate all your electricity yourself. All the water that you use has to be brought onto the boat. The thing that most boaters talk about and are obsessed talking about are the toilet arrangements. So we have cassette toilets like you'd have in a camper van or a caravan. And every week we have to empty out our own toilets, which is probably the worst bit of living on a boat.
So every fortnight there's moving day, filling up the water, changing the toilets, reacclimatizing to a new environment and surroundings, making new friends with your neighbours. It just sounds like so much work.
It's more than just living in a house, it's a lifestyle. So your boat is your home, but it's also your hobby. I went to a lecture thing recently about creativity and how to stimulate creativity, and they were saying that you should constantly keep challenging yourself and doing different things, and you should, and definitely living on a canal boat gives you that. Find new places that you love, and it's fun.
Are the majority of people living on the canals the creative types?
I think there's definitely tribes on the canal. So you'll get people who are real traditional boaters, almost like Fred Dibner on the canal. They'll be wearing overalls and, you know, have permanently kind of oily hands. Then you've got people who kind of retire onto the canal and buy these lovely shiny new boats and polish their brasses, but tend to cover massive distances. You've definitely got the kind of creative, alternative, hippie types. But then you've got kind of just really ordinary people. I mean, we know people who are teachers, social workers, policemen who live on boats. So I think it's becoming broader, but you definitely have to be a little bit more open-minded than not.
You're selling it to me. It sounds like great fun. So if we're ever near the canals around London, what's the name of your boat?
My boat is called Vital Spark, and it's a big white and black wide-beam boat.
Thank you so much for talking to us on Radio Gorgeous, Honora.
Better get along on our way, old gal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. As you bet your life, I'd never pop it south. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. Get up there, mule, here comes the log. We'll make room about 6 o'clock. One more trip and back we go. Right back home to Buffalo. No Prince, everybody down. No Prince, for we're coming to a town. You always know your neighbor, you always know your pal, if you ever navigating on the Erie Canal. No Prince, everybody down. No Prince, for we're coming to a town. You always know your neighbor, you always know your pal, if you ever navigate it on the Erie Canal. If you ever navigate it on the Erie Canal.
This is Gorgeous Lives, brought to you by Radio Gorgeous.